Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, California Senator Kamala Harris out of the presidential race.
It is with deep regret, but also with deep gratitude, that I am suspending our campaign today. But I want to be clear with you. I am still very much in this fight.
Harris posted a video on social media saying her campaign doesn't have the money it needs to continue. She's not a billionaire, and it's getting harder to fundraise.
Well, the Sacramento Bee editorial board was pretty comfortable predicting from the very beginning that the hype would not hold up under scrutiny.
Gil Duran is the opinion editor for the Sacramento Bee. He also once worked for Harris when she was attorney general. He doesn't think Harris will be a vice presidential pick.
I think she's got a bright future. I think she's the next governor of California if she wants it. So I wouldn't count her out of politics. We're going to have her in power for a very long time. In various ways, at least here in the state.
Harris's term as a senator ends in 2022. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
San Diego Congressman Duncan Hunter pleads guilty in federal court today. He admits to misusing campaign donations to pay personal expenses.
Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter, he walked into federal court in San Diego with attorneys, didn't see any family in the video. He did plead guilty to the most serious charge against him.
The scheme that he pled guilty to, his use of campaign funds improperly as a piggy bank, in order to float their lifestyle that they otherwise couldn't maintain.
One of the prosecutors speaking outside the San Diego federal courthouse, Congressman Hunter and his wife originally faced 60 criminal counts of using $250,000 in campaign cash to fund everything from luxury vacations to groceries.
I think it's important that people know that that I did make mistakes.
Congressman Hunter, speaking on KUSI-TV, admitting guilt. His wife in June pleaded guilty to conspiracy and agreed to testify against her husband. Hunter set to be sentenced mid-March. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
L.A. County supervisors vote to put a parcel tax on the ballot in March to raise funds for the fire department.
If approved by voters, the money would go toward hiring more firefighters and paramedics, as well as upgrading equipment. L.A. County Fire Chief Darrell Osby.
Over the last decade, our call volume has almost doubled, with only a 5% increase in our staffing.
He told the board he came to them as a last resort. Supervisor Janice Hahn co-authored the motion to place the 6 cents per square foot parcel tax on the ballot.
I think it's time that we ask the people who depend on you to invest in you.
David Wolf, legislative director at the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, thinks it will be a hard sell with voters.
As evidenced by the fact that they've rejected a number of parcel taxes over the last few years.
Should the measure pass, though, it's estimated that it would collect about $130 million a year. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
With another storm system heading our way, federal officials reminding people, especially in the burn zones, make sure you have flood insurance.
Many local communities face a higher risk of flash flooding due to changes in the terrain caused by our recent wildfires. And if you think your current homeowner's policy will do the trick, David Marstad of FEMA says, think again.
Homeowner's policy generally does not cover home and contents for flood damage. So it's important to make sure that you have a separate flood insurance policy, either from the National Flood Insurance Program or a private insurance company.
Whether it's a major flood or just an inch of water, flood insurance helps cover the cost of flood damage. Marstad also says it's best to act sooner than later, since flood insurance policies typically take 30 days to go into effect. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An investigation into an Instagram post that seemed like an online threat against Costa Mesa's Estancia High has ended with the arrests of an 18-year-old man and a teenage girl who's a student at the school. And police now say there's no real danger to the school. A school district spokeswoman tells KNX this isn't the first time officials there have faced some possible threats.
Every time we've had one, they've been not credible. However, we do take them all seriously because you never know. So one of the best things we have here is a wonderful partnership with the Costa Mesa and Newport Beach Police Departments. They are our partners in this, and we all work together along with parents and students.
The online post included a picture of what looked like a weapon, but that turned out to be a BB gun. And the high school stayed open as usual today while police tracked down the suspects.
Jury of five men, three women has been chosen in the L.A. trial of a defamation lawsuit filed against Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Vernon Unsworth, a British diver who helped rescue a dozen boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave in Thailand last year, sued Musk for a tweet that he posted in which he called Unsworth a child predator, used the slang term pedo guy. The diver's attorney claims Musk was lashing out at Unsworth because he rejected the billionaire's offer of a tiny submarine that he had built to save the boys. Musk's attorney told the jury the lawsuit is simply joking, taunting tweets in a fight between men.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.